taking a little time to speak on abundance. There's an old proverb of an unknown source. I will say it's unknown because the attributions range from Helen Keller to a Persian proverb to a Jewish clown joke. It's all over the place. It's a well-known saying, and it's quite sobering when you hear it. And here's the saying. I complained that I had no shoes until I met a man who had no feet. This saying captures so much about our materialistic culture. We measure wealth and abundance in the form of things and possessions. Rarely do we realize our wealth in the form of how rich we are with friends, family, and relationships. Quality of life measures are often taken in the form of things like food, living conditions, and such. And these measures are important. But to measure the essence of the life force itself, that can only be done in the context of the quality of our relationships. Simply stated, if we care, then we embrace and nurture each other. The food and clothing and shelter issues of those who do not are taken care of. But yet we have to have those caring, nurturing relationships first. There's another saying that I heard that I just always go back to, and it says, some people are so rich, all they have is money. Little do we know about the prosperity of family and loved ones. These folks have little capacity to understand and appreciate the gift of sharing themselves with others. It was Khalil Gibran who said, it's when you give of yourself that you truly give. We are far more abundant than we realize. It's not about things in this life. It's not about things in this world. It's about the wealth in our relationships. We've forgotten how to give ourselves away as gifts to the universe. It's when we see the blooming and blossoming of others that we are then able to see not who we are or what we did, but more importantly, how our contribution to the life force itself has provided another with the ability to nurture and blossom. And this is beautifully seen in the expression of parents when they see their children bloom and blossom. Sure, their fingerprints are there, their input is there, but the life expression becomes totally, totally that of the child. The saying by Lao Tzu on leadership speaks to this topic in a slightly different way. He says that a leader is best when people barely know that you exist, when the work is done, the aim fulfilled, and then the people say, we did it ourselves. That is the ultimate in generosity and abundance. You see, that process can only be generated from a place of grace, a rich base of generosity, and a wealth of empowerment. That is the true demonstration of abundance. We can calibrate abundance in our lives by things when we measure them in such a way that it empowers others. We can calibrate our abundance. That's how we can locate it. Not so much in what we have, but in how much of ourselves we actually give away. And empowering others provides things for us. Empowering others provides things for us. It's not like an in order to proposition, like if that, then this. No, not at all. But it's almost like a law of the universe, like gravity. When we give ourselves away, it's not that it provides less of us. It actually provides more of us and more for us. When we give ourselves away, it provides an opening and a space for greater prosperity within, for a deeper heart, for deeper ability and capacity to give more away. It sounds counterintuitive. However, it's a universal law. It's like gravity. It's inescapable. So, what does this mean in the end? How do we actualize this? We'll look at it this way. There's a age-old question that's been out there, and I'll give you the answer first, and then I'll present you with the question. The answer to the question is whatever God told him to do. The answer to the question is whatever God told him to do. Oh, the question? Yes, of course. That's needed. That's essential. The question is, and we've all heard it, what would Jesus do? And so rather than ask, what would Jesus do? Let's frame that question in a slightly different way, because we already know the answer. But let's frame the question differently. And here's that new formed question. What would you do if you allowed yourself to listen to what God directed and guided you to do? What would you do? How would you demonstrate your abundance? How would you demonstrate that you're listening to God? What the answer to that question would be is whatever God told you to do, and that would be to share your abundance and share yourself and give yourself away. God bless.